Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Today will be a pop culture edition, somewhat. A film review, a little on the dry satirical side. As you know, we live in an age when our most classic movies are under assault, falling victims to the cancel culture movement, either because of a word that was used which is no longer acceptable, or because there were no gay characters in the film, or because the entire cast was white, or something else in a similar vein, something which offends somebody, and there is always a something, and there is always a somebody. Film reviewers who once demonstrated independent thought and cold objectivity are now marching in lockstep. And so, in order to not be undone by the crowd pleasers, today I offer commentary of my own, and I pledge to make it every bit as insightful as the critics and lecturers around me. Which means I pledge to make it every bit as mindless as the critics and lecturers around me. Yes, I am proud to introduce a new feature on the Bob Siegel Show, Culture Corner, with your old pal, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's theme, compare and contrast. Remember those essays you used to have to write in English? Compare, contrast. I am going to compare and contrast two classic movies. The first movie, My Fair Lady. The second movie, The Godfather. I'll bet you were unaware of how different they are. Well, that's what we're here for, folks. I present to you the similarities and differences of The Godfather and My Fair Lady. To start with, My Fair Lady was a musical. The Godfather wasn't. The Godfather was a gangster picture. My Fair Lady wasn't. The Godfather starred Marlon Brando. My Fair Lady didn't. And Marlon Brando did not sing. My Fair Lady starred Rex Harrison. He actually didn't sing either. He spoke his lyrics for the most part. We did hear singing from Audrey Hepburn, but alas, she was not really singing either. She was dubbed. Oh, yes. Almost forgot. The Godfather was an extremely violent movie. My Fair Lady was not. The most violent line in My Fair Lady was, "I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life." As far as location, The Godfather took place mostly in New York and Italy. My Fair Lady took place in England. Very different places. Thus, more contrast. You catching on? On the other hand, both movies were about 3 hours in length. Both movies won Best Picture of the Year at the Academy Awards, and both movies are amongst the rare ones that actually deserved that award. Anyway, you get my point. Two movies different as night and day, but like so many other movies different as night and day, they have something in common these days. An ever-growing threat from our film industry's endangered species list. My Fair Lady is currently a discussion of the Me Too movement. The Godfather is also under criticism. Given our current trajectory, all classic films will eventually fall victim. This is Bob Siegel, a prime candidate himself, one who flirts with cancellation just by criticizing cancellation.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.